Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, it's a shame there's no like government fund that can sort of back that, you know, like the Clean Up Australia.
Yeah, so there is potential, and I'm very cautious of how I set this charity up, because we're nationwide. It's in our constitution to be across beach bush marine in every state and territory. And I am actually getting managed by the federal government now. So bigger than a state government, it's now federal. So everything's through Canberra. And as benefit of that, we can then get our DGR status, which is a deductible gift recipient, which means if you make a donation, you can then go to your account and claim it on tax. So I've been going for that status because that will change the world for us, because your and my money's not going to be enough to make a difference. But BHP or Rio Tinto or Telstra's money, that will be enough to make a difference. So as soon as I have that status, We'll be gold.
So what's that? When you speak about that can make a difference, like the substantial amount from those sort of companies, what is that difference?
So that difference would be financial funding so that we can get the appropriate equipment.
Yep.
As you know, I've been running around a 30-year-old Troopy with 50 horsepower loaded to the max, just absolutely pushing it.
You're talking about trucks and all that.
Trucks, stuff.
Drive trucks, they can actually get in there. And
big boats, cranes with them, you know, because a lot of the stuff I work out of three small tinnies and two trailers. I'll go past a rainwater tank in the middle of the river. There's no way I can pull that out. You know, it's a massive hazard. Imagine hitting that on a bloody wakeboard. Frigging 80 k's an hour. Like, you're going to kill someone. So, you know, that's why we're out there. But I just can't get that scale up of rubbish. And so at the moment, I'm sitting on about 16 million pieces and about 73,000 kilos. But I could get that. That's over 5 years.
I could
get that in a, you know, couple of months with the right equipment. So I'd rather, stop having these little, you know, dribs and drabs and just do it to the full. My long-term vision for where I want the charity to go is to have, say, three set-up vehicles, such as trucks. One would be fully air-conditioned seats on the back, suspension seats, so that we're using our drivers. We're not, you know, taking tag-along tours and taking people to places they don't want to take their vehicles and wreck them. So we'd have all our vehicles. We'd have three trucks, one set up with air-conditioned seats, one with our full medical pod and, like, your whole, you know, if there's any issues, you can get it out of there, 2,000 litres of water, and then the third one with all the rubbish. And what I want to do is go out to school groups. So I go up in Arnhem Land, get the kids learning on country, because I'll learn more from them than they will from me. And then you start these relationships with the next generation of people that are looking after that country. So you're ingraining it into the next generation. And so that's sort of where I want to bring it and how I want to do it.